And thanks for joining me this morning.
Ah, thanks for having me, Dan.
Yeah, so how have the first couple of school days been?
They have been smooth. I almost want to knock on wood when I say that.
You can do that.
Yeah, everything has gone really well. It's exciting. First days are always exciting.
Good. And I want to talk a little bit about your past. You were superintendent at the St. Joseph School District for the past 7 years. I thought it was interesting. I read that you thought about applying to this TCAPS job years ago. Mm-hmm. In fact, before Paul Soma got it 5 years ago. Why was this job so attractive to you, not only now, but even 5 years ago? You've had your eye on this for a while.
I have. TCAPS is a premier district. They're known throughout the state for their fine arts program, their academics, and it's a beautiful place to live. So it's always been on my radar as one of the districts that I would love to work in. And when this one came open, I had several of my friends reach out to me and said, I wasn't surprised you threw your name in. We've always known Traverse City was on your list. My husband and I love the North. We love to hike. We love to cross-country ski. So we're just excited to be up here and start exploring. And that's what we've been doing every weekend, is exploring.
And some say there was a bit of a toxic culture between former Superintendent Paul Soma and TCAPS administrators, principals, maybe some teachers. How are you going to change that and earn the trust of TCAPS employees?
I will tell you, first of all, that I don't sense that as I'm coming in, that there's a toxic culture. And I really don't, I can't speak to what happened before I got here. But I am steeped in relationship building. That's really one of my strong attributes. So we've already been starting, you know, meeting with the principals one-on-one. We have a strong executive team, a super strong administrative team. I think there's 61 of us when all of the administrators are together. And we've just been talking about getting to know one another. And like you said, building that trust and having some fun together.
So working on building that trust, what are you going to do to ensure that those teachers, those employees feel properly equipped and, I guess, supported?
That's a tough one to answer on the spot. You know, it's all about our systems and making sure. So if we're talking about teachers, it's making sure that they have all the resources that they need to make sure they're delivering the very best instruction to our kids every day. And the same would hold true for administrators, that they have the resources they need to make sure that their buildings are running appropriately. And then further up, when we look at district level administrators, that they have the resources they need, whether it's financial, people, whatever those are, to make sure that they can make sure that their departments are running smoothly as well.
Talking a little bit about the needs of the district and making sure teachers have what they need, students have what they need, TCAPS is comparatively funded pretty poorly to other schools in the state in regards to per pupil funding. How do you deal with that as the superintendent?
Yeah, it was the same funding that I had in St. Joseph, Michigan, too. Mm-hmm. We were funded at the Base Foundation as well. I think there's a lot of really good movement going on in the state right now. The work being done by the SFRC, the Finance Research Collaborative, the governor's proposal looking at providing funding based on the population of students you serve, and that a cookie-cutter approach isn't the way to properly fund schools. And I think we're primed in Michigan to really tackle that tough situation, and that is appropriately funding Michigan schools, because we are underfunded.
Do you think the issue is more funding, or is it making do with less money? What's your philosophy?
No, it's more money. There's no doubt about it. You can look back and look and see where, in my educator's opinion, Michigan stopped investigating in education, and the scores have gone down ever since. You can look at other states that have invested, and when you look at some of those studies and they compare what we receive per pupil with other states that are outperforming us with achievement, there's a pretty substantial gap in between the amount of money they receive versus what Michigan students receive.
I want to focus on Blair and Traverse Heights schools. Specifically, teachers there will be getting some additional professional development. Why those schools in particular?
We are so excited about this. They are two of our most at-risk buildings.
What does that mean?
At risk. The students aren't performing perhaps as well as we'd like them to. We also know as professionals that good professional development can't take place in a after-school setting or an hour before school. And so we're looking at that once a month on Fridays, spending that afternoon really honing in and practicing our skills in the areas, like I said, of ELA and math and good instructional practices. And our goal is to be able to provide teachers with that time to learn, collaborate, plan, and then be able to implement that the very next Monday and make a difference right away with our kids.
And what is it that you would be focusing in on with these teachers?
It might be simply the areas that we have discovered that we are not doing very well in. Let's say it's multiplication in third grade. That's just sure. one example. Or maybe it's a practice on how we're delivering the instruction, and we want to give teachers a more variety of approaches to be able to do that.
Hmm. What does TCAPS currently do well? And what are some of the areas that you want to build off of? And what are some of the areas that maybe we don't do so well up here and you want to improve?
That's a great question, Dan. One of the things that I think would be presumptuous of me, as I've only been on the job since August 1, is to come in with, here's exactly what we need to do. So I presented my plan to the Board of Education, which is really to investigate all of those things, and I've already started doing those. What are we doing really well? I can tell you a few things off the top of my head. Academically, of course, we're ranked nationally with both of our high schools. Our fine arts program is phenomenal. But that's my plan, is to really identify what those areas of strengths and weaknesses are and then present my plan to the board in December.
You come from a smaller school district. St. Joseph has less than half the enrollment of TCAPS. Numbers are around 3,000 versus mm-hmm. 10,000 mm-hmm. up here. What are the challenges that you might anticipate from going from a smaller school district to a larger one, trying to duplicate that success that was on a smaller scale to a much larger scale up here?
It's a great question. Really, schools are schools. We all have the same mission, vision. We're educating kids, right? That's why we all exist. It's the same. There's just more of them. There's more zeros in the budget. There's more school buildings, but the school buildings are all about the same size. The high schools are a bit bigger than the high school that I was working in. There's just more of them. So my challenge really is to get out there and get in the buildings, work with the teachers and the administrators to find out where we can make some of those improvements. So what I'm trying to do right now is dump out 7 years worth of names from St. Joseph and internalize a whole new set of names for TCAPS.
Did you know everybody by name in St. Joseph?
Yes.
Really? Is that your goal up here?
Ooh, you just put me on the spot. Of course it's going to be my goal. Yes.
And TCAPS miscalculated enrollment at the Northern Michigan Partnership, which is an online program for homeschool students here in the area. So far, the district has already paid back over $700,000 to the state, but there's more to come. Something like $1.2 million has yet to be paid back to the state. Are taxpayers going to have to pay for
no.
that? Where is this coming from?
Actually, the whole thing has already been taken care of.
Oh, it has?
Yep, I will say that the board knew that this was going on. Paul knew it was going on. So yeah. They were tremendously conservative in their budgeting. So we were able to absorb the $700,000, and we did just in our August state aid payment take the deduct for last year as well. And we are still going to be able to weather the storm in good shape. And that I give a lot of credit to Paul and the board and the finance department for really being conservative on that budget. And also, we have 20,000 line items in our budget. And so between the conservative budgeting and the variances in some of that, we were able to weather the storm and we're moving forward.
Where did that money come from? A lot of different places.
Exactly. And like I said, they were very conservative in their budgeting. You know, every year we do our very best guessing at how much is snow plowing going to be and what are our utility bills going to be and how many folks are going to be out for subs. There's so many variables when we create the budget that some of those things, you know, come to fruition to be a positive thing. And in this case, it did.
Is anything going to change at the Northern Michigan Partnership?
We are not running the program this year. Mm. We're looking for guidance from the state, as are other partnerships throughout the state looking for that guidance now too, facing the same thing that TCAPS was facing. So we have a really clear understanding of how they do want us to calculate the percentage to claim for the FTE of a student. And until we get good guidance from MDE, we felt that we just couldn't go ahead and run a program that we didn't know if we could sustain.
Would there potentially be other options if you're a homeschool student wanting to take some sort of online
Always,
class?
Yeah. Well, we do not offer an online, but some other districts do. But homeschooled students can always reach out to us to take place in non-core activities, art, music, PE. So we did make that offer when we met with the parents. It was a tough meeting. Mm. It was a good program. And one of the things that I said was even if the FTEs were miscalculated, that we still ran a good program and touched the lives of over 500 kids during that time and gave them some great experiences.
In the FTEs?
Full-time equivalent, how the state considers a 1.0 is a fully funded student.
Gotcha.
At the base foundation.
And you'll be looking at whether or not that program comes back.
Correct.
Sometime in the future. For middle school students within the area, not within TCAPS, but within Northern Michigan here, kind of the community here, committed suicide within the last year, which brings up a broader question of, do you think TCAPS is doing enough to address mental health issues with students today? Is it taking the issue seriously enough, do you believe?
Very seriously. And I would say that this is an epidemic all across the country. You're looking at kids coming in facing more stress and anxiety than ever before. I attribute a lot of this to social media. Our kids are drawn to looking at their phones and their Instagram. But I think TCAPS is really taking a step in the right direction. Number one, we have the health department that wrote the grant, so we will have a full-time social worker at West Senior High, which we're excited about. And the district also is funding a full-time social worker to work at a district level, helping all of our social workers in the individual buildings to be able to identify the needs of the kids and then offer resources for both kids and parents, because we're also hearing from parents, they sometimes don't know what to do either with the anxiety that our kids are feeling.
Being a school superintendent, has that been something that's always been kind of one of your desires?
I knew I wanted to be a leader. I was a non-traditional student. I'd already had both of my children before I went back to school to become a teacher. And then I knew when I was a teacher, I wanted to be a principal. And when I was a principal, I remember talking to the superintendent in Muskegon and saying, I want your job eventually. And I just knew that I wanted to make an impact at a bigger level. And so I've just continued to take on roles that have challenged me to provide services and leadership in bigger areas.
Well, Ann Carden, thanks for coming in. Good luck with
the
new job.